在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on when to stress auxiliary verbs.
今天的主题是助动词的强调。
Although auxiliary verbs are not usually stressed, when we want to strongly emphasize a verb, we stress the auxiliary verb. And,If there is no auxiliary verb, we add one. These sentences are called emphatic sentences. For example, compare the sentences, he's done his homework, and he has done his homework. Usually, we would say, he's done his homework, and the auxiliary verb has would not be stressed. But,If we want to emphasize the meaning of has done, we stress the auxiliary verb. He has done his homework. This is an emphatic sentence. Sentences which don't usually contain an auxiliary verb have an auxiliary verb in emphatic sentences, and it is always stressed.Emphatic sentences are usually used after someone has expressed the opposite meaning. For example, you didn't finish your homework. I did finish my homework. Maybe she doesn't know how to drive. On the contrary, she does know how to drive. You don't speak Chinese, do you? I do speak Chinese.I just wanted to give you some practice speaking English. Did you notice how I said, I did finish, instead of I finished? And she does know, instead of she knows? And I do speak, instead of I speak? The auxiliary verbs did, does, and do were added to make the sentences more emphatic.
刚刚我们老师告诉你是在如何在动词的前面加一个助动词，并且把重音放在助动词上面来加强语气，或是强调你的能力，或是强调这件事情。
Be careful, though, not to use emphatic sentences unless you have a reason. Don't think that you can not learn the past tense of every verb and just say,I did eat, I did go, instead of I ate and I went. If you do this, your listeners will be confused. Your listener will be thinking, why is that so important? Why is he stressing that so much? This is not just another way of saying I ate and I went. You can only say I did eat and I did go,when there's a reason for stressing this. So remember that although auxiliary verbs are not usually stressed, in emphatic sentences, they are. This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.